We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We are talking Stanley Cup playoffs with Jay Caulfield of AT&T Sports. Jay is brought to you by your local GEICO rep, Tim Hester. All right, Jay, let's talk about Marc-Andre Fleury. first of all, he's just having an unbelievable run. I think we all can agree with that. Yeah. To me, the far and away the leading candidate for Conn Smythe after three rounds. A lot of people debating now. I wrote about it in the PG today. I think the Penguins 100% made the right decision last year to go with Murray and let Fleury go. A lot of people were saying now maybe they didn't. Where do you come down on that?
Well, I certainly would. Obviously, if you could have had Marc-Andre Fleury here, but I think as a business decision, like if you take – I mean, the age and the amount of money you couldn't have. I don't.
You know what, Jay?
You can't do that. They had to make the move that they had to make. That doesn't mean I would only want Marc-Andre Fleury here, rather see him here in Pittsburgh. But at the timing, there's business decisions that need to be made, right. And the salary cap dictates a lot. That's a decision that Jim Rutherford kind of had to make.
I think it's more about the money than it is the age. Because Jim Rutherford has proven that he's not really thinking about years down the road. He's thinking about right now.
But you got to go with – when I'm saying age, I'm not saying Marc-Andre Fleury being in his 30s. I'm saying you got a goalie that is in his early 20s.
Yep.
You can't stunt that growth. You can't stunt that either. Someplace, at some point –
they weren't going to be able to keep both.
Right. Yeah. So if you're going to – but, yeah, you got to go – if you went right now – well, look, let's go over the years that Marc-Andre – the last couple of years Marc-Andre Fleury's here. He was a guy, again, as soon as they turned away from him in that Ottawa series, mm-hmm. that was it. Right? That was like when you go back to he won the two rounds.
Yeah, that was the coach saying.
Yeah, that's it. It's not going to be any different than like everybody wanted Marc-Andre Fleury to get one more look, right? One more game if it doesn't work. And a coaching staff, you're sitting there going, well, we can't afford it if he doesn't have the right
game. Yeah, they were proactive,
game.
Not reactive.
Yeah, they just said, here we go. And Matt Murray, and at that time, they're telling you which way they're going to go. So, and it's the dollars. And I know what you're saying about money and about right now. Because, yeah, you've got Malkin and Crosby, Letang. You've got these guys.
Because
Kessel.
If you look at it from this way, Jay, let's say their window to win cups with Malkin and Crosby runs another 5 years. I think Marc-Andre Fleury can be an upper echelon goalie for another 5 years. He's 33. We see guys in their mid to late 30s. Play well all the time. Osgood in Detroit was in his late 30s when he played against the Penguins. Tim Thomas won a Conn Smythe in his late 30s. Look at Luongo this year, at 39.
But you've got a guy. Look, if it was Matt Murray, the reason why the Penguins lost in this round? No,
not for me.
No, it's not.
But
he didn't play the same way that he did before.
Holtby outplayed him by a little bit.
Yeah, but that's okay.
But I blame Kessel. I blame Brassard.
Letang.
I blame Letang. I blame guys like Rust and Sheahan and Sheary who did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, so
more than I blame the goaltender.
So now Marc-Andre Fleury's numbers. I don't know what his save percentage is.
947.
Okay,
unbelievable.
Through three rounds.
Yeah.
Okay. Right.
12 and
he's
three.
Can Vegas survive if he has a 910 save percentage in the final round? Maybe not. But the thing is, he's on a 947. There's nobody. Everybody's. You can't be happier for a better guy. And a player and what he meant to the city of Pittsburgh for Marc-Andre Fleury. If he does this is outstanding. So then we're making that point. Secondly, Matt Murray was not the reason the Penguins are out in the second round. It was, as all the guys, they just didn't produce when they needed to. So you get that, that's where you have. If you know, Vegas, they're producing. They're getting guys, they're getting scoring throughout their lineup, their top line. All these things happen. It's
you know
the right situation
been good at,
for them
Jay?
Right
they've
now.
They've been really good at when, like, say Fleury has shown any issues, he'll give up a goal and then they'll score a goal right back.
Right,
like a
they
minute
respond.
Later. Yep.
They respond. Yeah, I mean, they're a team. I know they can go. You can hear where they are a team driven. They've been driven from the beginning. They've taken, they took a terrible situation that happened on October 1st, and have just galvanized the city. Whatever phrase you want to use, they have rode that momentum of a city needing to be behind them, the city needing them, and they have taken it all the way. And they're getting guys that were cast off from their rosters. I don't care whatever you say. They were exposed. Mm-hmm. Once you get exposed and you're picked up, they all have a chip on their shoulder to a man. And there's a lot of good players on that lineup. I know they had a I know they opened the door. They expanded the opportunity for Vegas to get better players. Still, they were guys that were exposed, and they're proving everybody they all want to stick it to a man. I'm sure in that locker room, they all want to stick it to whatever organization let them go, and that's what they're embarking on right now.
And I think that's a big part of what Fleury is doing. I think he feels the same way. Jay, I don't buy the argument, and you may disagree that a lot of people say, well, if they still had Fleury, they'd be playing, not Washington.
See, I do feel that way, Ryan.
I don't feel that necessarily. It's just a different circumstance. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
I just said a few minutes ago, I don't think I felt like if they got goal scoring, if they got what they needed to do. And now, listen, Andrew, if Marc-Andre Fleury comes in and has a 947 save percentage through three rounds, yeah, you know what? Any team would be moving on right now.
Right.
That he's been that good. And the saves, his athleticism, the goalie on the other end is seeing that. He's the first time I believe watching a goaltender perform like that would get to the other goalie. I really believe that because the movement, what he does, Hellebuck, when you turn back and then you see Hellebuck, who's a bigger goalie, he looks slow and everybody's going, oh, he didn't move that well. Well, no, he's not moving well compared to Marc-Andre Fleury. This is the first time I truly believe watching a goalie on the other end, like the way he's performing, would get to the opposition's goalie. And I think he's done that. And the players don't know what. Wheeler, Scheifele, they didn't know what to do. Anything they threw at him, he stopped, and that's why they're moving on.
You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of when the Bielsma regime ended, and they were playing the Rangers those last three games. And I just felt like in those games, they could have played six overtimes, and they weren't getting a puck past the guy. Like, so yeah. You see a goalie, and I think with Fleury, it's the combination of, you know, we've always seen great athleticism from him. But it's also like he's on his angles now, too. He seems like he's got the technical side of the game mastered, and it matches the athletic side of it for him.
Yeah, I mean, you're not hearing any talk about overhand on the puck. There's no conversation, anything
right, yeah,
negative.
Right.
He's in full control.
You think some of that's coaching?
It could be. I mean, it could be like whoever the goaltender coaches, but that's all. To me, that's him.
That's his mental.
That's him. This is... He's a veteran player that's going to his fifth Stanley Cup final. He knows the drill. He knows how to handle it. He knows how to prepare. And they're riding this great wave that not many athletes get a chance to get on and enjoy the way that team is enjoying it. Because there's not – I just feel like they're all part of what's the winning – they all feel they're a part of what's going on. So, to me, yeah, I think it's him and – him as an athlete and a driven athlete, and Ron, you just said it, an athlete that's driven by what took place, whether nobody handled the situation better than he, but he's trying to let the world know
right.
that
he can
not
still
happy
play.
About.
Absolutely. Yep. All right, we'll continue with Jay Caulfield. We have one more segment. You can follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Dodge Ram Chrysler Jeep Ram. Yeah, Huntington. Man, I'm having trouble saying this here, Jake. Let me say one. Go ahead, Andrew. I'm stumbling.
Follow us on Twitter at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge right. Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills.
Wow, that was a mouthful for me today. You also can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates remind you to text responsibly. I don't think I screwed that one up. Hopefully I won't screw up the rest of our conversation with Jay Caulfield. We'll be right back.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.